from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, three school boards in Monmouth County that passed new policies affecting transgender students are still barred from enacting those new laws. However, they can consider alternative policies, according to an appeals court decision Monday and reported by NJ.com. The decision agreed with the county superior court's earlier ruling that temporarily prevented Middletown, Manalapan Englishtown, and Marlboro school districts from changing their policies while the New Jersey Division of Civil Rights decides. The three districts want to change their transgender policies to require school staff to notify parents when students want to change their gender identity at school. A violent New Jersey man now faces 5 years in prison for beating a puppy.
On Thursday, 36-year-old Gabriel Mojica pleaded guilty to animal cruelty and child endangerment. The Atlanta County prosecutor says the Pleasantville man repeatedly punched a 10-week-old puppy in front of his 7-year-old daughter in September of 2022. Horrified onlookers called the police and he was arrested. Mojica also pleaded guilty to 2 counts of assault on a law enforcement officer in a separate incident. He will be sentenced in April. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Governor Phil Murphy signing an executive order on Monday setting up an advisory council on addressing HIV, STIs, and viral hepatitis.
Led by the New Jersey Department of Health, it'll be tasked with coordinating initiatives intended to combat the rising cases of those diseases, both through sexual transmission and injection. With help from members of the public, it will also focus on addressing the disproportionate impact of HIV, STIs, and viral hepatitis on Black, Hispanic, Latino, and LGBTQ plus communities in the Garden State. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
One South Jersey school district is going to close on Friday for the Eagles Super Bowl parade, and other districts may follow. The Gloucester City District was one of 5 that had 2-hour delayed openings Monday, the day after the big game, so kids could get some rest, NJ.com reports. The district later posted on Facebook that schools will be closed Friday for parade day. The district says it recognizes the historic significance of this win, and they want the community to take part in the celebration. Now, Pennsauken and Camden County Technical School District, Cumberland Regional High School, and Haddon Heights also had 2-hour delayed openings on Monday, but there's been no word yet about whether they will close on Friday for the parade as well. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It is a very cold morning out there. Temperatures in the teens and 20s across most of the state. And it's going to stay cold today as skies turn cloudy. Highs only make it into the mid-30s. Now we do have a storm system on the way. That'll drive snow into South Jersey starting late this afternoon. And then snow spreads statewide and gets steadier through this evening. That'll be the brunt of the storm. Road conditions going downhill in the evening hours. Tapering off early tomorrow morning, it'll be done by daybreak. Low temperatures in the upper 20s, accumulations 4 to 6 plus inches in southern New Jersey by tomorrow morning. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
All right, now, Andover, 20 degrees. It's 21 in Monroe. Seaside Heights, 25. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.